This is AWLS, podcasts on wilderness medicine from the University of Utah School of Medicine.
Hi, this is Richard Ingebretson from the University of Utah School of Medicine. We're going to talk real quickly about backpacks, trekking poles, and back pain. When you go out hiking and whether you put a light backpack on or a heavier one, overloaded and improper wearing of backpacks lead to unnecessary medical problems in the spine. There is abundant evidence that backpacks can cause short-term problems. It's really unclear whether they may cause permanent orthopedic conditions like scoliosis or long-term damage to the still-developing skeletons of the young people who go out so frequently. Nevertheless, outdoor adventurers can do several things to help prevent back and other joint pain while carrying a backpack on their back and enjoying the backcountry. Well, understanding a little bit about backpacks can help. Everybody knows that the weight of a backpack and how it is worn play a huge role in preventing pain. However, a study published in the June 2016 issue of the Spine Journal found that how long a bag was carried had a significant impact on back pain as well. And in fact, they concluded even more than the weight that was carried. This contradicts many long-held beliefs that the weight of the backpack was the single or primary driver of pain. The key takeaway to this study is if you don't need to carry your backpack, put it down. Wear it only when you're traveling from one location to another. Mindlessly wearing your backpack could end up causing you pain, even if it's not too heavy. But this doesn't mean that the weight of the backpack is not a problem, because the weight of the backpack does cause problems. Also, just how the weight is worn matters. To protect your back from back pain, here are some key points. When you get a backpack, you've got to choose the right bag for the torso length. And if you go to the store, it doesn't have to be an expensive one, but there it has to be one that fits. To make sure that the backpack fits, you want to make sure that you have the right size for the torso length. So you've got to measure that. You start at the seventh cervical vertebra, which is C7, down to the top of the iliac crest along the lower spine. Use that torso length to choose the backpack size. And you can measure it in inches and in meters, and then you can get an extra small, medium, or large backpack. Once you have the right pack, you'll need to know how to properly adjust all of the straps to optimize comfort and support. You should do this every time you put the backpack on after you've modified the strap length. If you're just testing out a backpack and adjusting the straps, the backpack should be weighted down so that you can properly simulate how it will feel in the field. Start with all the straps fairly loose and go through the straps in order to tighten them. The waist belt is where you start all of these, and the weight of the backpack should be on the waist. The back is not really designed to hold so much extra weight, but the legs are. Buckle the waist belt and adjust the position so that the padding rests on the top of the iliac crest of the hip bones. Then you adjust the shoulder straps to get the proper height. You can tighten or loosen the waist belt so that it fits snugly but doesn't pinch you. It should be secure but comfortable. Something that I've always done, and it's a really good way to make sure that the waist belt is on top of your hips, is to, when it's on, to shrug your shoulders while you're wearing the weighted backpack. What you do is you tighten the waist belt so that it is snug. Then release your shoulders. The backpack at that point should come down on the top of your hips. You have to adjust the shoulder straps, then the load lifter straps, and then finally you put on the sternum straps lastly. Remember that the backpack will shift the center of gravity backward just a little bit, so when you've got it on, leaning forward slightly will help you keep your balance as you trek. If you feel your shoulders getting overly exhausted, shift more weight onto the waist belt. That is, you tighten it. then you can loosen the shoulder strap slightly, and that will get rid of that pain. Now, there's some talk about trekking poles. There's no really good answer on whether you should wear these or not. They are basically ski poles that are specifically designed for use while you hike or while you trek. There's been some studies that have shown that hiking poles can help to prevent back pain. Research has also shown that using poles helps alleviate the pressure placed on other joints, particularly the knees and the hips. However, it is not clear if this prevents long-term sequelae. It is also not known if poles help prevent from falling or tripping. But there is a lot of subjective data on this. Everybody's going to have an opinion. Some people simply find that they are more stable, especially on steep uphill and downhill slopes, while using trekking poles. In particular, people with balance issues and people who are new to hiking find that trekking poles give them the confidence that they need to go out and enjoy the world. They won't hike without them. Whether or not trekking poles actually improve one's balance or just give people the mental fortitude to take on slick or steep slopes is a matter of truly a matter of personal opinion. But for many people, trekking poles are crucial to their ability to travel over difficult terrain. Some people, as they get older, don't like to use trekking poles because they think that their stabilizer muscles and their balance is better aided as they age by not using them. Additionally, hiking in places where the hiker needs to cross a lot of streams will find that trekking poles can be really helpful. If you've ever slipped on a rock that you were perilously trying to balance on while crossing a stream, you know that it can sometimes be difficult to get to the other side without trekking poles. Well, this ends the short podcast on backpack, trekking poles, and back pain. And again, thank you for listening.